Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday. This is the last day to vote in the A-list. So we ask you to, if you downloaded it but haven't been voting, or if you haven't downloaded it yet, it's really easy. It just takes an email. And if everyone votes, we win. And if you don't, we lose. And it's your fault. So there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty, are blaming you.
It's pretty simple.
Audience.
That's correct.
Yeah, let me down. It's fine. did you see the fat ass that sat on the jewel encrusted chair?
What?
Yeah. Mm.
You haven't seen this?
No.
Crystal chair at the museum.
Italy, right?
I think.
There's this Swarovski crystal chair, and it's just a chair. It's just a normal chair, which is the art of it.
Uh-huh.
All covered in these jewels.
Nice.
Sitting in a room by itself. It's a museum. And some tourist walks up, sits on it, crashes it, and then the really horrible part, had he stood up, found a proctor and said, I sat on your chair, I'm really sorry, but he and his wife beat it out of there. They just run for the door and leave it like, what an us.
I would have done the very same thing.
I probably would have too.
I would have sat in the chair, and then when it broke, I would have said, cheese it, and we'd have been out the door.
Do you think either of you would have been stupid enough to think I should sit
in
that artwork? I mean, I probably would not have sat in the chair.
Now,
there you go.
In fairness, not in fairness, this is not an excuse, but if I'm a museum, I'm not having anything out that anybody might do this to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's going to be a rope. Mm-hmm. Like, you can look at this, do not sit on it.
Yeah, I was a little surprised at the lack of security.
I can't see if there's a sign. Like, there looks like there might be a little sign next to it.
You think there must be something that's like,
but like,
I know it's a chair, but you can't sit on it.
But you would like, maybe that's because we're in the U.S. When you go to museums, it's like they always got the rope that's like, do not come to, so don't touch this. You know, you can take photos, whatever. Oh, God, people are so stupid.
I have a couple more stupid things for you. A good friend of mine, lady, texted me today. No, emailed me so she could include the invitation. I'm not going to say who it is, but I'll tell you guys in the break. She's going to a wedding. She's not in the wedding. She's a guest. Now, Rach, maybe you've heard of this, being at the wedding age. But it was understandable, like, hey, for the reception, no jeans, no T-shirts. Okay, fine. And we would like for you to stick to this color palette. And then they give you four choices of colors that you can wear to the reception because they want everyone to be matchy-match.
Not going to your reception.
I don't think that's
getting a little silly.
I don't think that's super uncommon. I mean, I not saying I would do, but I don't think that's super, super uncommon.
No, I don't doubt that it's common. I just question the dumbassery of it.
Yeah.
I see stuff like this on the internet all the time where it's like, there's a subreddit where you post what you're going to wear to a wedding and people tell you if it's appropriate or not. And I saw one just earlier today. It was a man posted his outfit and he was saying, yeah, there's all these rules, one of them being no suits, but yeah, it's like no jeans. I do think it's reasonable to expect people to look nice for your wedding.
Yes.
It's a little unreasonable to expect them to go out and buy an entirely new outfit just to accommodate when they're already
giving you money.
Setting aside the entire day for you and, yes, giving you money, buying you a
weddings
gift.
Are already number one with a bullet, the dumbest things we do.
The way we do them.
It's the biggest waste of money ever. And I've got a daughter whose wedding I will pay for. And if she wants a big wedding, she'll have a big wedding. But I'll be disappointed in her, not because it'll cost me money, but because it's douchey.
So when you saw the colors, does that mean like, okay, if you have a black sport coat, these other colors are the only things to go with it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not buying anything special to go to your wedding. I'll just not go and send you a check.
Here's another one.
Maybe that's what they want.
Yeah, just trying to keep you away so they don't have to feed you the dry chicken. you ever heard of sleep inertia?
No. Maybe.
Kind of sounds familiar.
What is it?
It is a stupid, fancy, overthinking term for waking up in the morning. I read a whole scientific article thinking, because you know me, I like science. Oh, there's something here. I'm going to learn something. And they're like, so studies have shown that when you go from a deep REM sleep to the awake state, there's a in the middle time. Like, yeah, it's called waking up.
Yeah, yeah, we all know that.
We all do it.
Nobody just turns on the lights and go, yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Sleep inertia.
Hmm. Well,
I had that this morning.
Isn't that just special? Yeah. My sleep inertia is not good.
No, and some people have more, some people have less.
Mine's long. It takes forever to do that whole from sleepy time to like I'm awake and alert.
And guess what? You also have waking inertia. I have trouble getting to sleep.
Oh, all right. Maybe there's a connection because that one for me works great.
Yeah.
But the waking up one, man.
Now I have a topic, kind of a ruling, and I'm not quite sure, and my idea is half-baked and emotional, but I saw an article that was very critical of the MLB. Actually, that's not true. It was interviewing John Rocker, who is a former pitcher who is pretty famously racist and homophobic and that kind of stuff.
That's what he got in trouble for when he was playing.
Mr. Hot Take.
Yeah.
And he said, let's cut out the gay S because it was LGBT Day, Pride Day at a ballpark, or maybe all the ballparks. And so the players were wearing rainbow garb and so forth and so on. You'll see them wearing pink for breast cancer awareness.
Yep.
I'm down with both of these things. I'm very supportive of Susan Komen. I'm very supportive of LGBTQ and Pride Fest, and I'm very supportive. I also wince. I know these guys are getting paid millions of dollars, but they're not lawn gnomes. They're not billboards. I think it's already weird that you make them wear QT or Quikrete or whatever on the side of their uniforms. I'm just not for it. I don't think you should make a grown person wear something they may be uncomfortable with. Find another way to celebrate. What do you guys think? Am I being John Rockerish?
I thought that typically, and I could be wrong, I thought that typically players have the choice to opt in or out of this. Because wasn't that a thing with hockey? There were some pride nights with hockey and some Russian players or something were just like, I'm not doing that. And then they didn't have to wear the jersey. So, I mean, I can't imagine I can't imagine seeing the Dodgers logo in rainbow and having an emotional response to that. I think we need to take some deep breaths if that's something that bothers you, John Rocker. If someone doesn't want to participate, don't participate.
I don't understand why anybody gets mad about any of these things. What's there to be mad about?
I don't like dressing people up.
Here's what sports are just simply trying to appeal to as many people as they possibly can to make more money. That's what they're doing. They want to appeal to every population as much as they can, every part of the population as much as they can, because that'll mean better long-term revenue. That's what they're doing. And guess who gets paid off of that? Players. So the more revenue, the more money goes to the players. And the players are not required, to my understanding, to put on anything that is related to any theme day. Now, a lot of them choose to. Now, they don't have to wear pink bats or use pink bats. They don't have to wear pink ribbons or anything like that. They don't have to do those things. They choose to do a lot of those things. So a lot of the things you'll see, like Elly De La Cruz has bright pink hand mittens when he gets on the bases and things like that. That's a style thing that a lot of guys are choosing to do. But they don't make people, you'll see it on Mother's Day. They have a lot of pink bats. You'll see players swinging. And they're not made to do that. The players do that. They have that choice. I don't know exactly what the problem is, but if you want to get rid of any particular day, then you should be arguing that you should get rid of all days, including Christian Day. Now, I don't think you should. I think you should keep them all. It's fine. Let teams and let them try to reach out to as many fans as they can. That's the entire point. It is the entire point. And you would think that a former player would understand more revenue for the team means more money for players.
Yeah, to me, going we can't do this day because then it leaves out this day. It's very similar to the kindergarten graduation and getting one clap. Like, look, sometimes some groups of people are going to have like a special day that's just for them, just like you have a birthday, okay? It's like, why do we have a Pride month? We don't have a straight month. Like, okay, that's like me coming to you on your birthday and being like, well, my birthday is on July 30th. Like, it's not my day. Like, just let people have their day. Participate or don't. I just don't understand the mental gymnastics we have to go through in order to make the fact that we have a problem with it, which is obviously this John Rocker guy has a huge problem with it, then to be like, oh, I'm just using logic to prove my point. Like, no, you're not, actually.
I have one more for you. Have you guys heard of the new COVID variant?
No.
That's catching on in California?
Is it razor blade throat?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's called the razor blade throat COVID.
Mm. That sounds pretty terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing it means you get a sore throat.
Mm-hmm. That one got me.
It's a vivid description, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok of a person who has it, and they were just like, dude, like so much worse than COVID. So let's hope it stays small.
Yeah. That stinks. I've had some.
Yeah, COVID doesn't really spread, so I think we'll be okay.
I've had some pretty bad sore throats.
It doesn't seem to be very catching.
No, it's not. It's not very contagious, I don't think.
Isn't it weird that we went through that?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so weird.
And there's no evidence that we won't do it again.
And especially...
we didn't change anything.
Especially at the beginning of it, when I was washing off my mom's grocery bags with Windex outside before I brought them in, because we didn't know. We didn't know how it spread.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Just insane. Welcome back. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dave Glover here with Rachel Zimmerman, Kevin Wheeler, Andrew Stolz. That's my least favorite part of the show. I'm always afraid I'm going to forget your guys' names. Not because you're not close to me, but because I'm struggling. This is so difficult. When you are 60 and you lost both parents in some degree to dementia, and it starts in the early 70s in your family, and you have the genetic marker, it is so difficult to not take every brain fart as here we go. Yeah. It's like if you have the genetic marker for skin cancer, and every time you take a shower, you're like, there it is. Nope, there it is. Here it go. I'm dead. Like, that's how it feels to be me, which I don't know the cure for that. I mean, I think all you can do is do your best. I think I'm very fortunate to have this show, because so much of what I read is keep your mind active and do puzzles and Sudoku and things like that. Well, doing this every day, 24-hour job, I don't need to do that. I try to keep myself in good shape, but I don't know. So yeah, whenever I'm like, Rachel Zimmerman, Kevin Octavius, Andrew Bimoni face,
Kevin plus.
Yeah, see, we don't have any of those markers that I'm aware of in our family. Like, most of the people that have passed away in our families have been heart attacks or cancer or whatever. Yeah. And I have brain farts all the time.
Good. Makes me feel better.
Totally normal.
Well, if there's one thing I've never thought about you, Kevin, is that I hope his heart doesn't explode from screaming in rage.
Yeah.
Or you've never thought about him. Boy, he seems out of it today. You never think that about Kevin.
That's true.
Speaking of brain farts, you have the fly swatting yips.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can get some coaching on this from my coach here. I have some flies in the house. I don't know what happened. I think something got in the drain, and then we left for a week and came back.
Those spiders should take care of them.
I've been leaving the spiders alone because I know they're eating good. So we've got a couple of them. We've got it under control, but I'm trying to hasten it along. I bought a couple of fly swatters, and I just cannot seem to hit these damn things. I will see them on like a door frame, like a wall or whatever. and I'll get my swatter and I'm lined up and I whack and I just miss. I just miss completely. Like not even close. I'm wondering if Coach can help me at all.
All right, so if we treat this like a sport, first thing I would ask is, are your eyes good?
Can you keep your eye on the fly.
Are you seeing correctly?
Yeah, I was thinking I was until I'm swinging at these things a foot away from me and missing entirely.
How do you swing? Are you a dick, or are you a sweep?
It's more of a sweep, right? I'll do a longer windup because they're real light.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they're seeing you coming.
Well, I'm also, these are, they were like, two swatters for a nickel. So I'm swinging these things, and this like incredibly flimsy wire that's holding it is like bending as I'm swinging it as hard as I can.
You're probably swinging it too hard. So we got we got eyesight, we got technique, maybe a shorter, it's a little instead of a wind up.
You're the Nolan Arenado of swinging.
You got to shorten your swing a little bit. And the other thing could be that as you're doing your big swinging motion, you're like moving your head, and that means your eyes are moving, and that's why you're missing.
Does that happen with baseball swings?
Yes, all the time.
Interesting. I mean, I'm definitely not trying to keep my head still.
So, get your eyes checked, shorten the swing, keep your head still.
Okay.
These flies have no chance.
And actually,
I didn't realize I was doing that much stuff.
I would do the eyes check last. Do the first two because they're simple. Keep your head still and shorten up that swing.
Yeah, I never thought about the head thing.
Yep.
Yeah, as a longtime fly swatter, try to get like 6 inches from the fly,
yes.
Which a lot of times you can because they're stupid.
Yeah.
And then just bip.
Yep.
It is, knowing how stupid they are, because I agree, they're very stupid. It is such a bad feeling when I line up one of these SOBs right in my sights and then take a big, good swing at it. And I just don't hit it.
What's weird about it, having grown up, I know you don't have to live in South Texas to have flies, but like we just had them constantly. And when they age, when it starts getting towards fall, they're so slow.
Oh, you can catch them with your hand.
Yes.
Yeah, you
can punch them right in the friggin' face.
Yeah.
Ooh, when you swat one with your hand and like knock it into the wall or whatever. Ooh, that's a good feeling.
Do that to bees.
Satisfying.
F bees.
Yeah.
Amy says I need one of the ones that looks like a tennis racket and shocks them. I love those. Oh. I can't find them anywhere.
I've never seen one of those.
Oh, yeah. They're little bug zappers, and they look like a tennis racket with like mesh wiring like a tennis racket.
The problem
and you swing them
smack,
and they'll...
You're going to smack the wall when you do that, though.
Nah.
DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday. Hope all you dads had a great Father's Day yesterday. Bernie Miklas joins us. Hello, Bern.
Good Monday to you, Dave Glover. How's everything?
Everything's good, man. Everything's good. So I always, I don't know if it shows, but I really do work at it and try to have something smart to say when Bernie's on. I have something smart to say, but in fairness, it came from Kevin Wheeler earlier today. So I'm
I don't know if that's real smart. Okay, so I'll just say that right now.
It could be fool's gold.
It might be.
So rather than trying to start out with something smart, I'm just going to ask the obvious question. Rough weekend. Take me through it, you and Wheels.
Well, there's really no part of their team that's working well right now. Starting pitching's going south. The offense is really, really quiet. The bullpen's not bad, but Ryan Helsley isn't good. The defense isn't as sharp as it was. The situational hitting has been kind of erratic, not very good. In fact, they were 2-for-19 with runners in scoring position in Milwaukee in the games that they lost. So the team's kind of a mess now. Now, granted, they lost a lot of one-run games, but they were winning those games when things were working well. And when you pitch, you can overcome a quiet offense and you can overcome some other things. But when it starts with your starting pitching and then when that breaks down, you're going to have some problems. It's inevitable.
Yeah. Speaking of the offense, and we'll have more time, we'll talk about this afternoon. We got the Redbird Rush Hour. It'll be me and Bernie and Matt. But this is kind of like a teaser and a thought that I'm working on in the meantime. Like, it feels like the offense is like an unsolvable Rubik's Cube. Like, there's just something missing, and I think some of it may be just too many guys that play too many of the same positions, and they impose their own restrictions on themselves. Like, well, we don't want this guy to do this, and we don't want this guy to do that. And it really makes it tough to put your best lineup on the field or to get guys off the field that are struggling.
I totally agree with that, Wheels. Seriously, you and I give each other a hard time sometimes. But that's really smart what you just said there. So,
way to go,
you
know, Wheels. That's right. What I was going to say.
Yeah, yes. You know, you're right about that. I mean, Ali Marmol is just kind of a tormented guy, and from the standpoint, you're so right. I think that's such a great point where bench is just plug your guys in and play. You know, there's got to be like 10 different decisions to go into every decision. You got to make all these qualifiers, and you got all these considerations you got to kind of ponder before you make a lineup change. And it just gets kind of what's the word? The fluidity is just isn't there. Yeah. The rhythm's not there. It's always a lot of hemming and hawing.
Yeah, and I guess the way that I would put it is, I think they box themselves in with philosophy, sure. Right? Like, we know that defense is a priority, and that's totally fine as a base approach. But when I watch the smartest teams that win a lot, even without big talent, when you watch what Milwaukee's done in recent years, you watch what Tampa Bay's does, watch Detroit. Watch how they use every guy on their roster and how A.J. Hinch sets up lineups, not just based on who the starter is for that team, but on what they expect the bullpen matchups to look like later in the game will be. Is there are teams that are playing it where the lineup today is just about what we need today. So if we're in a period of time, we're not scoring a lot of runs. We're going to go with our offensive lineup. So maybe that means Herrera behind the plate, which opens up DH for Nolan Gorman, who's been hitting this month. And I know that defense is a core value for the Cardinals, and I am a fan of that. But you cannot always stick to core values. You do have to adapt to what your team needs at a given time.
Well, that's right. And listen, they do need to prioritize defense to an extent because without a good defense, your pitch to contact pitching staff with a little strikeout punch is going to be very, very vulnerable. And we've seen signs of that. Because it's like the batter balls in play is really getting through in recent weeks, mm-hmm. and things like that. But at a time like this, let me give you this. Like in the last 16 games, the Cardinals are 5-11, and that represents how they just sort of crashed after that streak. Well, in the last 16 games, they've scored three runs or fewer 9 times out of 16, and they've scored 2 runs or less in half of their games. So to your point, my friend, when the offense is just shooting blanks like this, you got to do what you can to maybe maximize your possibility of offense. Now, I will say this, but one of the problems is they have guys, going to May 30th, or if we just want to focus on June, yeah. they have like 6 of their regulars that are below average offensively. And I'm not talking about batting average. I'm talking about the weighted runs created, weighted runs created plus metric. And they're like 6 of your regulars are below average. What are you going to do with that? I mean, you're kind of leaning on those guys.
Yeah.
They're not coming through. Where do you, if you're Ali Marmol, where do you turn?
To piggyback on Wheels' excellent point, coming from a fan, not a pundit, which is my seat in the bleachers. I don't know whether the chicken or the egg, but when the Cardinals were winning, there was fun and joy. And it was almost like, I remember saying to you, Bert, it's like watching a high school team play the way they're into it. I don't know whether they lost that when they started losing or if they started losing because they lost that. But it does feel like they're doing mergers and acquisitions every day as opposed to putting a lineup on the field.
Well, I think you have to kind of lay it out the way the games are going. And I'm not saying every game's the same, but there's a pattern here. Your starting pitchers give up some runs early. You're down. You have some real key lineup people that, aren't igniting. They're not triggering any offense.
Yeah.
So, so you're about halfway through the game. And a lot of these games start out the same way. You're in a hole and you're not hitting. And so the frustration builds maybe a little demoralized. Hey, listen, they still have a great spirit and all that. But, other than the Dodgers, those 2 wins they gave against the 2 wins against the Dodgers they got, they're 2-10 this month.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't see many frisky teams when you're getting your heads beat and losing 10 out of 12 games. I mean, I think it takes its toll. I really do.
Yeah. I also think you always look like you lack energy when you don't hit. Because nothing's happening. So when you look at the guys that provide energy on this team, it's Mason Winn not hitting this month. It's Victor Scott not hitting this month. It's Lars Nupar not hitting this month. Right. So it's hard when, and now Contreras, I think, brings some good energy, and I thought he did. I thought he was great this weekend handling all that nonsense with the hit by pitch and all that. And he's hitting. He's killing it. He's having a great month. But it's one guy that is a combination of an energy guy and an enthusiasm guy, and also producing.
Yeah, and you have Donovan. He's down this month.
Yep,
like his offense is down. Herrera's got his moments, but he's a little bit more inconsistent now. Walker was going well, and then he, gets injured. He comes back. I don't think he's looked particularly good. And it's kind of funny, though, Wheels, because if we look at this, and you and I and others have been saying, look, you got to play Gorman. You got to play Gorman. You got to play Gorman.
Yeah.
Here, let me throw it. Let me be a numbers nerd and throw something at you to the audience, to Rachel, Dave Glover, everybody. So, among Cardinals that have 45 plate appearances since May the 26th, 45 plate appearances since May the 26th, Gorman leads the team in batting average, on base percentage, slugging percentage, OPS, walk rate, and weighted runs created plus. He's 105% above the league average since May the 26th. I mean, you can't ask for more than that. In fact, he over that time in the National League among left-handed hitters, he's been like a top five hitter in the league among left-handed hitters. So yet, and this is why sometimes this season just drives me a little goofy, because today we were doing Will Leach and I were doing our Seeing Red podcast, and he read an email from someone was talking about basically jumping all over Gorman for his defense, and it's like, and this sort of gets back to what you were saying, Wheels, at the top of this. Okay, is Gorman the best second baseman? No. Is he brutal? No. He wasn't very good in Milwaukee. He had some problems.
Yeah.
But he's here to hit, and the guy has been your best hitter since May the 26th, and he's doing a great job of turning his season around. So what? Now we're going to jump on his tail? He makes a couple errors? I mean, it just drives me crazy.
Well,
sometimes.
And he's been around league average defensively this year. Like when he's played, he's been around league average. He was not that last year. In 2023, he was near it. Like,
well, I think he's actually slipped a little below average, but not much.
Yeah, and this is the thing, is but at the point, this is why we get into this question about, well, you're going to have to compromise on something, because they don't right now. The manager is saying they don't want Donovan in the outfield, in part because of the toe that's been bothering him. Well, then that means the only place is to either play him at third and sit Arenado more, which could easily be a choice, but they're clearly not willing to do it. Or you have to catch Herrera so that Gorman can DH. They're very limited in how they can move it. And then on top of all that, you've got Sejacy at AAA and Weatherholt, who should be at AAA, who's destroying AA, who are in those same positions. Second base, third base, DH, maybe left field. So you have a traffic jam now. You can't get everybody in unless you're going to break some of your own self-imposed rules. And we could argue Sejacy should be here now, and Weatherholt's in that position very soon. So they got a lot of work to do to make this all make sense.
Jose Barrero, and I think we all agree that Mason Wynn could use some rest. Right?
Yes.
He's one of those guys. He plays hard and he wears himself out.
Yes.
So Barrero started a game yesterday at shortstop for the first time since the 5th of May.
Wow.
So what, I'm going to keep asking this over and over again. What exactly is his purpose here? To where he's here and Thomas Sejacy's not here.
Break glass in case of emergency guy, right?
And you could have some playing time for him if you kind of want to dig in and get it done. You could do it. But the Cardinals are, to your point about being boxed in, no manager, including Tony La Russa, seriously, is going to go to Nolan Arenado and say, we're going to have to just cut back. We think you need rest. We're going to sit you a couple times a week. There's no one that's going to say that.
Right.
And then, I understand why Ali Marmol thinks the world of Mason Wynn. We all do.
Yeah, he's great.
But here's a guy that, again, he starts grinding, and then things just start to become a little loose with him, he's frustrated at the plate. That's a guy that if you had a legitimate backup shortstop, you would give him more breathers, right? If you had backups you could believe in, you wouldn't have to send Brendan Donovan out there playing on a bad foot. Stuff like that. But they're boxed in because it seems like Ali is locked in on just limited choices that he's willing to make.
Yeah. It's one of the best baseball discussions I've ever heard. This is really good.
And it's fixable. Like there are adjustments you can make. And I know that I hate this because I repeat myself, but it's been kind of like my biggest beef with the organization as a whole for the last 2 or 3 years is just either a lack of willingness or ability to adapt to present circumstances when it comes to player development, pitcher usage, position player usage, trading from excess to fill areas of need. Like they need more right-handed power and they don't have it available. And if they do, it's like Sajacy, but they don't want to play him part-time, which I totally understand. But as we've noted, Byrne, there are at-bats there, and we can't even get Gorman in live. There are at-bats there, but you have to create those.
No doubt. No doubt. And, you know, the one thing, you know, and I don't want to jump too far ahead because I've avoided, you know, trade deadline talk about what they should do because there's so much baseball. And even now, they got 25 games before the All-Star break and then another 13 after the All-Star break until the trade deadline. But, you know, unless they get something going, the worst thing the Cardinals can do is talk themselves. And I'm talking about John Mozeliak and Ollie Marmol, but really the people that make the major decisions. Worst thing they can do is talk themselves into thinking they're a contender when maybe mathematically they are, but realistically they're not. And I don't know who they would move. You know, I still think it's, frankly, a very underwritten, underreported story about Ryan Helsley, just how much he has fallen off. And no, I'm not Chicken Little. I do numbers. His four-seam fastball, they are absolutely killing it this year. They're hitting over 400 with, like, this massive slugging percentage. And right-handed batters just crush that pitch over and over and over again. And for some reason, there just seems to be out there this whole thing, oh, he'll be all right. I don't think he is all right. So my point being is that other teams are looking at this. They're seeing routine, ordinary hitters crush his four-seam fastball. So, oh, and he'll be a free agent after the season. So what are they going to offer for him? I mean, they're going to offer something, but this is, you're not going to make some big kill in the trading deadline for Ryan Helsley, not with the way he's pitching.
First of all, I've been doing some math, and Bernie, it turns out I'm the only St. Louis media person you're not doing a podcast with. And secondly, can we hear about Saliga?
You got it. I'll give you my podcast schedule if you want. Anyway, I'm only kidding.
Welcome back, DG Asa.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
KMOX, happy Monday to everybody. It's going to get no kidding around hot this week.
Really? No.
Sunday, I have been invited to practice with the 43 and up baseball team.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be 95 degrees, 60 years of age, plus 95 degrees, plus first time playing baseball.
Bring some water.
Hydrate.
I don't know.
Sunscreen
Hydrate.
And water.
Hydrate.
I told Kurt about your baseball thing. I guess we forgot to talk about this on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you brought it up, but no. I was telling him that you're going to play baseball, and he was like, oh, what's the cutoff? Like, he wanted to play, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we can maybe sneak
Ooh,
in.
Oh, man, you're not kidding. Lots of 90s later in the week.
Yeah.
Dave,
a little gruesome.
Lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then not and then the full-blown, like, leaded Gatorade. Like, get the real thing.
With the sugar.
Yes. Yeah. No, you have to. It doesn't work if you don't. For hydration. I mean, I drink the zero stuff for just giggles.
Funsies.
But like when I'm out hot in the hot, I'm drinking the full leaded version.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or get you some liquid IV and mix that
could
in
that.
With your water. That's good
or
stuff.
Or I could not play.
You could do that.
Could
I mean,
not
that's
play.
A.
I was going to say, Dave's saying mm-hmm in a way that suggests that he will not be doing that.
Dave's like, go with me on this. I could stay home.
You know what I do want, though? I want to be involved in a baseball fight. It is the best form of fighting.
Ugh, clearing the benches?
Because you have, at tops, 3 seconds to throw punches.
Mm.
No one just goes toe-to-toe like John Wayne and the Quiet Man.
Very rarely.
You throw a couple haymakers and boy, everyone jumps on you, and then you have beers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.